Graham needed to know the Jacobis. Their new acquaintances in Birmingham were little help, other than to mention that the family were very affectionate to each other. For 3 hot days he worked in the warehouse where the Jacobis' household goods were stored. Every crate on every pallet was opened, and their contents examined. Police photographs helped Graham see where things had been in the house. Most of the furnishings were new. As Byron Metcalf had explained, the Jacobis had lost just about everything. Personal effects, diaries, pictures, in a fire in Detroit. The Jacobis hardly had time to leave their marks on their possessions. One item, a bedside table with traces of fingerprint powder still on it, held Graham's attention. In the center of the tabletop was a blob of green wax. For the second time, he wondered if the killer liked candlelight. The blurred print of the end of a nose was the best that Jimmy Price in Washington could get off the soft drink can from the tree. The FBI laboratory's firearms and tool marks section reported on the severed branch. It had been clipped with a bolt cutter. Documents section had referred the mark etched in the bark to the Asian Studies Department at Langley. They advised that the mark was a Chinese character which meant, "You hit it," or "You hit it on the head," an expression sometimes used in gambling. It was considered a positive or lucky sign. The character also appeared on a mahjong piece, the Asian scholar said. It marked the Red Dragon.